And at 8:56, it's time to check in with the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois. Ed Dunn pinch hitting for Bill Mayer today. And Ed, looks like a lot of red on the board here in the early going.
That's correct, Brian. A lot of red today, a lot of red in a lot of commodities for this week. It's been a rough one. So, we've got corns down a couple cents here, 1 to 2. Soybeans are down 6. So let's just go ahead and run through what we've got here this morning, Brian. I've got Dease corn currently at 381. That's down a penny and a half for the day. It's the one commodity of the week that has been up. We closed last Friday at 375.5, so we're up 5 to 6 cents for the week. November soybeans currently at $9 and a penny. It's down 6 today and down 15 for the week. December wheat is at 505 and a quarter. That is down 6 for the day and down about 6 or 7 for the week, so a similar number there. October cattle currently trading at 145.92. That is down 40 cents for the day, and that is down about 90 to 95 cents for the week. So the trend continues down in the livestock market. October hogs at 64.50 right now, 64.72, which is down 2 cents. A little bit of a rally here in the last few minutes, but still down for the week, down about 60, 70 cents for the week. The October crude oil market currently trading at 41.24. That's, again, setting back a little bit this morning, down 7 or 8 cents, and it's down almost $2 for the week, about $1.90 for the week. The September dollar currently trading at 95.34. That's down $1.19 for the week and down 65 cents for the day. The Dow's trading right around 16,800. That is down 550 for the week, down again triple digits today. Just been a rough finish after we had a nice start to the week. We kind of made a high in Wednesday, but we've seen the Dow certainly trail off as we've gone through the rest of the week. We look at the fundamentals in the grain market. The big thing this week has been the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, which will finalize today, and they are going to release their estimates after the close this afternoon. So the market will kind of bide some time today. Looks like we're going to trade a little lower as we anticipate those numbers. Some of the state-by-state breakdowns, Pro Farmer showed Illinois at 171.6. The government put it at 172 last week, so they're fairly close. Iowa Pro Farmer has it at 180. USDA at 183. Minnesota Pro Farmer had at 191. USDA at 184. So we'll see what happens in the Eastern Corn Belt. We know Indiana and Ohio are going to be a little bit lower. But look for the Pro Farmer numbers to probably come in, 3 to 5 bushels below the USDA projection. That's just kind of a guess we've got in here. Otherwise, with the numbers that are out right now, look for the market to buy time lower as we head into harvest. But let's hope for a little post-harvest rally this year.
All right, Ed, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Brian.